The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast. The idiot criminal of the day.
We're off to Texas for this guy. A drunk driver in Texas pulled over by the cops. Drink in his hand.
Okay.
They said, sir, you can't be drinking and driving.
Yeah.
So he handed them his drink and drove off.
There you go. Should be fine now.
That's a solid move.
According to my law expertise, I believe this will do the trick. You take it. This is not allowed.
There you go, officer.
You know, think about it. The officer's got that drink now. He can't drive.
Better not be driving with that.
I can't chase him. He gave me his drink. I'm not going to spill it.
That officer's drinking and driving.
Not going to ruin it.
We need to find a place to put this drink down. Who do we call? What's the law?
Ballsy move. Really, Either you're so wasted, you think that's okay, or you're just an a-hole. I don't know. I'm not sure what the deal is, but he's
a moron.
54-year-old guy from Arlington, Texas. He was charged with evading arrest or detention with a vehicle and driving while intoxicated with an open container. What happened was here about 10:45 at night the other day, a vehicle looked like it was kind of swerving, had its flashers on.
That was nice of him to give a heads up.
Yeah. They got the Cadillac TBS over. When the officer walked up to the vehicle, the driver was holding an open alcoholic beverage. An odor emitted from the vehicle was clear. The man reportedly spoke with slurred speech.
Just take it.
That's when he handed the alcoholic beverage over to the officer and said, sorry about that. And then took off.
Wow. I wonder if he, took off or just started driving thinking everything's okay.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Did he just I really wonder how it went.
Yeah,
you're so drunk you think, I just got to give it to you.
Yeah. I really want to know if it was did he peel out of there or just slowly start to move and go.
The vehicle continued east on I-30. Eventually stopping way down the road. The man was ordered to get out of the car and on the ground with his hands behind him. He complied. He was placed into custody at 11:12 p.m. His name is Reginald Dwayne Shackelford of Arlington.
Does it say what kind of drink he had?
It does not
say. What do you think? Just a beer?
It's got to be a beer.
Was it in a cup, though?
Was it a cocktail?
A mixed drink? Do people mix? That's crazy. I mean, you shouldn't drink and drive, obviously. But do people mix drinks and drive?
Probably.
I know I do.
Shake it up in the... Just shake.
Oh, wow. Making a martini. Yeah.
That's dangerous. Oh, that's really fancy for this guy, I think.
That's not what this guy did at all.
He's got a thing of olives.
It's probably White Claw or something. I don't know.
Oh, no.
But it was in a cup.
No, it's for the claws, though.
How old is the guy?
54.
54. So it was probably... Either beer in a cup? Would a guy like that bother to put a beer in a cup?
The only thing you might do is, because you don't want it to look like an actual beer, you put it in a red Solo cup or something.
Or do you think it was like a travel cup?
Could have been.
And then you're really trying to hide it.
Like a Yeti.
Probably full of moonshine.
Oh, God.
Moonshine, where? What state?
Texas.
Texas.
Arlington.
Yeah. I bet they do.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
He remained in the county lockup overnight. Bond set at $10,000. He has a court date coming up in a couple of days. Yeah, you can't just hand the cop your drink,
right?
And expect that everything will be all right.
There you go, sir. Sorry about that. Didn't know I couldn't do that.
See you later.
And then off you go. I'd love for him just to think that's how you did it. Yeah. Just pass it off. This is a scary moment. I don't know if any of you guys have a fear of something crawling into your body while you sleep.
I don't ever think about it. Until we talk about
Jesus.
It on the show.
Well, now I'm going
to. Yeah, now Andy won't be able to sleep. Yeah.
The only,
ever.
I don't really have a fear of it, but I do know there's that whatever old wives' tale about like seven spiders crawl into your mouth a year, which I think is...
It's
been proven that it's total BS.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, but...
I was a newspaper writer.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like whatever that was, I remember hearing that and being like, great.
Yeah.
But at least I guess I always felt like you just never knew what happened.
The only time I have this is if something is flying around the room.
I don't really like something flying around.
Or if I see a spider.
Mm-mm.
If I happen to see a spider or something, you know, on the ceiling, then I'm like, oh, then it gets in my head like, well, that spider's going to fall right
in my mouth. Take care of it,
So, but this I never would have imagined. A snake crawled into the mouth of a woman who fell asleep under a tree.
You don't fall asleep under a tree.
Yeah.
What are you, Rumpelstiltskin? Why are you falling asleep under a tree?
Why is she sleeping under a tree?
I didn't get to the bottom of that.
Wasted? Yeah, she must have been wasted.
What are you, Rumpelstiltskin?
I'm going to assume wasted, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if she was wasted or not, but it was a 4 foot long snake. Went in her mouth, you guys.
It's Russia, guys.
Yeah, it's like everything's stacked against you. You're Russia, you're under a tree sleeping. Mm. What do you expect?
She was there like Isaac Newton.
It was at her own home. She was sleeping in the yard of her own home in Russia.
Why?
You definitely
drunk. You ready to see the video?
I am.
Are you ready to see the video?
I'm ready.
So it went inside. It didn't...
I'm ready, Dave. I got this.
Until
they start pulling it out.
Yeah, then I'm out.
This video is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you can stomach it. So they had
to
go in.
She's out cold.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
So I'm not going to like
this. You're
going to
like it.
Hey, you got this, Lisa.
Yeah, you got this. You're fine. Come on, you're so ballsy.
I was overconfident going in.
So ballsy.
The operation to free this woman's... the snake from this woman was all caught on film. The patient is under anesthesia. With the help of a special hose, the doctor captures the snake and then pulls it out of her mouth.
Well, I'll say this. She had to be drunk because she allowed herself to be passed like...
Oh, she's the queen of the deep throats.
I guess that is also possible that you're just a giant 4 foot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you watch this already?
Ended up inside of her, you know, like you'd be gagging. You'd be unless you're the queen
of the deep throat.
Unless you're the queen.
All right. So here's the video. Are you ready?
I think I got it.
She's out. And here it comes.
Does this happen?
Russia.
Is it alive still?
I think it is. The doctor was not happy.
This is
the best. Was alive. The head just moved.
Huh.
It was alive inside of
her. So it was like moving around in her. She knew something was wrong when she sobered up.
4 foot. 4 foot.
That's crazy.
I don't understand how that happens.
You're passed out. You're passed out and a snake has made you its home.
How passed out can you be that you don't wake up?
You're trying to drink away Russia.
My wife can sleep through anything.
I bet if you put something
in her mouth, I bet she would wake up.
She should.
I'm just saying, that certain things you think you'd not be able to sleep through. You'd have
your
to
throat.
Be.
I mean,
you have to be so relaxed too for it to be.
Yeah, for it to go
all the way down. Yeah,
that lady needs to give up the booze.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
she's like, you pass out one time, and then everybody have deep throat video of you. It's a
big deal.
Bad. Very bad scene.
Disgusting. I still can't believe it's that was
inside. She's just lucky it wasn't some kind of weird poisonous snake.
Mm.
I got it, I got it, here it comes.
Never stops. Even the nurses are like, Jesus.
Well, that's the doctor. The doctor freaks out.
Yeah, it's still alive.
The nurse was not happy either.
Oof. What's she been through, though? I mean,
she's in a Russian hospital.
Exactly. Russian nurse.
Exactly.
Okay, so you can be asleep. And a snake can go in your nose,
in your mouth or in your beehole, where do you want that snake?
In your nose.
Nose, mouth, or beehole? Let's play.
Nose, because that means it's a small snake.
Right.
Nose.
Okay.
My beehole, it could be an anaconda.
Mouth or beehole.
mouth or beehole?
Yep. A or M?
Beehole.
You'd rather it
in
your beehole?
I think so. Good luck down there, snake. Good
Andy,
luck.
Andy, would you rather it in your beehole or in your mouth?
Jesus Christ. The question of questions, huh?
Yeah. Well, it is. We've all been met with it this morning.
I'll say butthole.
Yeah.
I'll go butthole, too.
I feel like it's a worse time for him. Stupid snake.
Mm-hmm. James?
Butthole all the
You're
way.
All yep. three buttholes.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd rather not in my mouth. At least that way when the removal happens, I'm not seeing it. I'm just feeling
exactly.
it.
I agree. I feel like it would be easier removed from there than me seeing it come out.
Like, I'll bend over and grab my ankles, just like another Weekend at Chuck's.
Yeah. No big deal.
There's a movie none of us want to see, Weekend at Chuck's.
Weekend at Chuck's. That's so scary.
I promise you there's a huge audience that would like to see that video.
That's right.
Weekend at Chuck's.
Oh,
damn.
My God.
That is...
Couple of shirtless hunks just hanging by the pool.
Oh, wow. Again, go check out this video and some of the still shots up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, but it's hard to believe that the woman could have it in her mouth and not know that it's in there. They don't know how long it was inside the woman. This Dagestan is where it took place, a mountainous republic bordering the Caspian Sea. So it's probably crazy there to begin with.
Yeah.
They say incidents happen infrequently. Older citizens advise the young not to sleep outside because of the risk of snakes slithering inside their mouths there. So they warned about it. My parents never warned me like
well,
that.
Well, we didn't have
Wait, David, don't Russian. Sleep outside because the snakes will crawl in you.
Yeah.
I never got that warning
in
Ireland
or
here. They didn't specify the type of snake. This village she lives in has a population of about 11,500 people.
Russian village.
Where a 4-foot snake will climb in your mouth as you sleep under a tree.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going in there for? What does it think? It's just like a safe cave?
Like what? Yeah, like a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
It's probably going in there to look for a mouse. It probably is.
Yeah.
It's going in there to eat like something.
Don't they, warm. Like, shouldn't they then look inside to make sure it didn't do any damage to her?
I think,
they probably did.
I think they're just hoping for the best. It's Russia. There's not a lot of compassion, I don't think, in Russia.
You don't think so?
No, I really don't.
Get snake out, go.
That's I
it.
Think so.
That's it.
Just like,
that's
get out of here, you drunkard. You know, I don't. I don't think there's much compassion.
I've never, thankfully, nothing's ever crawled inside me, any of my orifices that I can recall. I've had like a bug fly into my ear once, but nothing like when I was sleeping.
I've like been riding a bike or whatever and had a bug shoot right down my throat.
Yeah.
You know, like you're paddling, it's like, and you realize, oh God, I think I swallowed a bug.
Yeah, just like a moth. I was, because I'm so tall, I'm right at the same height of lights sometimes, right? So I was on someone's back porch and the stuff was flying around. It flew right in my ear.
Oof. It's no good.
It was real bad. So big moth. Amber had to go in with the tweezers. It was a tense couple minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no fun at all, man.
No. I did not say nice things.
No.
Unfortunately, my wife took the brunt of it, but she was just trying to help.
Right.
All right. We've said before, be careful where you get your plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
23-year-old woman from the UK wanted to get Brazilian butt lift surgery.
Where'd she go, Dave?
Well, they don't do that in the UK.
No.
She had to go to Turkey.
I got an idea. What
a good idea.
Oh, man. Haven't we talked about don't go to Turkey?
Yes.
Turkish butt
couple
lift.
Couple times.
She has been left with a cone of fat on her ass.
Ass cone.
We give you ass cones.
It doesn't look
turkey
exactly
ass
like
cones.
Ass.
We give you ass cones turkey
like
style.
It's like a pylon.
She now has to wear jeans three sizes bigger to fit her ass cones in.
Mm. Well, yeah.
They didn't shape them right, huh?
I want to see them. Okay, we got pictures. I'll give you the background here. She's a 23-year-old woman, Shannon Davies. She was a bigger girl to begin with. She's a size 12.
Mm-hmm.
she decided that she wanted to get some plastic surgery done, wanted to get a Brazilian butt lift, but couldn't get it in the UK. She found a place in Istanbul, Turkey that would do it.
Wow.
Going to Istanbul.
Forked out about 5,000 British pounds for not only the Brazilian butt lift, but they also threw in a breast lift and augmentation free when she got the Brazilian butt lift. Because, you know, that's a good deal.
They coned her top and bottom?
Yeah. Or they mixed it up. Put a butt on her chest.
She wanted the surgeon to remove excess fat from her ass, but woke up to find she had undergone another Brazilian butt lift. She's now forced to wear pants way bigger than she normally would because of her uneven ass that won't fit into her normal size jeans.
She has to get custom jeans.
She said, I had no bum before. I just wanted a nice curvy body, but now I'm left with a lumpy bottom and super wide hips because I have fat cones, and fat has leaked into my thighs and hips. She now, of course, regrets going ahead with the surgery, but the pictures of her are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so you can go check it out. There's her fat cones. So that's how she looked before. And now the fat has just moved about all over the place.
Looks like a jockey.
What's crazy is I bet she had ass enough for most men at the beginning, and now that's it, because I can tell you what's not happening there.
Yeah.
That looks awful.
That is the worst looking dog position that I could ever imagine.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a bunch of
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes or silly putty.
Yeah.
So, that's what she's dealing with now. This is her waking up from surgery.
Oh, my God.
She said, like, her nipple was purple. She thought, like, her boobs were going to burst open. She was screaming in pain. It was unbearable. I knew something was wrong. When the surgeon looked at my nipple, he looked very disturbed. He removed my nipple and left it hanging by one thread.
Well, look at how they cut the boob job. They just sliced it right down the center of the boob.
They hacked her up. Surgeon?
No, I don't think so.
Look, why would you go there to do that?
That's when her ass cone started forming.
Oh, my God.
Said a cone formed on the right side of my leg, so I asked the clinic to have it redone. Eventually, they agreed after 8 months of back and forth, so she flew back to Turkey, requested another lift, and for the fat to be removed. But they say the second time was a living nightmare. They injected her in the elevator on the way down to surgery.
Okay, so it's fine. Not.
In the elevator.
You know a place isn't real when.
And she didn't fall asleep, though. So they just strapped her down to the table. They didn't determine the appropriate dosage for my weight. And then she said, when I woke up, it was the opposite. My bum was actually bigger than it was the first time. They didn't remove fat. They filled it again.
Yeah, they didn't bother to fix anything.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That is a bad backside. That's the blood that squirted out of her.
Oh, just in the elevator blood?
That came from her breasts.
Well, so does she not have nipples?
Oh, look at that boobs!
Like, seriously, that is...
It's dragon boobs!
No one puts them in that way.
That's a disaster.
No one puts them in
she
that way.
She has lines right from her nipples to under her
boob.
They'll go underneath where your boob like folds over.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. They're all like pussy and infected.
Well, it's a Turkish boob job.
Yeah, it's a Turkish. She got the old Turkish boob job.
Her nipples now are too high up, she says. Her nipples sit way higher than they should.
Yeah, you could see that. That's
they're up there.
Yeah, she got a scab to the nipples to me.
Yeah, like, so do you think that's where her nipple used to be?
Well, that's where it used to be, right? Now
it's up
here.
And they cut it off and put it up there.
I find this more disturbing than the snake.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Yep, I agree with you.
Hard to look at.
So she's got those ass cones and her nipples are too high up. She said, I wish I had done my research. I should have waited.
Oh, man. I mean, just...
Yep. She's got those Franken boobs with the high nips. What's that? Oh, she's leaking.
What is she leaking, Dave?
Something's leaking out.
What's she leaking?
Maybe it's fat. The fat leaked out of her body.
Oh, fat leaked out because drains weren't used. So she just leaked fat right out of her body.
She's lucky to be alive.
She is.
Yes, she is. I don't know how she is.
She'll never be the same.
Oh, no.
I'm going to poke holes in myself, though, so I leak some fat.
I didn't know you could just leak fat.
I need to leak them.
Oh, my God. Look how high them nipples are.
I know. It's
Plus,
just,
they'd
it's
have a... no sensation anymore, right? If they moved, you can't just relocate your nips.
No, I don't think so. They're all the nerves are... They didn't care. I mean, that's the worst hack job on a pair of boobs I've ever seen.
She found this plastic surgeon from an influencer on Instagram, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you got to be careful who you're taking advice from.
Wow.
Oh, sure, because they promote anything for money.
Influencers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yikes. Yeah, she owns a beauty salon. Oh, that's a bad move.
Like I said before, she was probably fine.
Yeah, she looked
well,
like
you can
it.
See she was. Fine. Like, she was totally fine.
Like, I don't know if she felt like, oh, I can't really tell, like, what her boob, did she need a boob job? I don't know. I can't.
Well, she just wanted a lift. They were big enough, right? I don't think she wanted them any bigger. She just wanted them lifted.
Mm.
She probably wanted more of, like, the curve, like the hourglass.
Yeah.
You know, shape. And she went in, and now she's a disaster.
Yeah.
I think she looks fine in the before.
Oh, before.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. She hadn't touched herself, like, most of these surgeries.
Yeah.
You'd be fine. But that is, now you got ass cones and way high nips.
Yeah.
It's a bad day.
Jesus.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, here's a question for you. Has your fetish negatively affected your life? Has your fetish interfered with your life? Because for one guy in West Virginia who wears baby diapers, it has.
Yeah.
We'll tell you why it has in a second. But what about you? If you're willing to be open with us, you can be anonymous if you like. If you must, you can ask for voice-changing technology. But how has your fetish affected your life? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us, too, at 46969. This 28-year-old guy in West Virginia who wears baby diapers, and he's also very public about it online, says he's now having trouble getting a job.
Well, you know, they do look into your social media.
Yeah.
Baby diaper guy. You know, it's been having a tough time.
Like, they do.
Damian Turner, his fetish is diapers. He is a member, as we've talked about before, the adult baby diaper lover community. His lifestyle choice is not in line with what many in his West Virginia community would hold as normal or stable.
Oh, boy.
What continually bites him in the ass, though, is his presence on social media. He does not hide his diaper love. And so when employers look him up online and see photographic evidence of his fetish, they have second thoughts.
He's peed a lot in that photo on the left.
That's his thing, is full diapers.
Full diapers.
I sent Dave a link to his social media so you can see what the website's not showing you.
And no, is it graphic, James? Is it graphic, James?
If television was a thing, you would stink.
Let's go.
His
Twitter page
would stink like poop.
Stop it!
Let's go there. Is there poopy diapers on his page?
Tons of them.
Come on.
Like, he's like, he should be a broker on poopy diapers. Because he can make them. And he fills them up.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
You were ready.
Brace yourselves.
I wasn't ready.
Brace yourself.
If James is not ready.
Oh, my God.
You're ready. I'm definitely not
the
ready.
Reverse picture.
This one?
That one?
Oh, no. Scroll down. Okay. I mean, it could be that one. I don't know. But
Oh, my.
That just shows you how
funny. Oh, my God. No, I can't see that. I'm going to see his poop ass.
I'm not looking at his
poop. There's no way. Don't.
Hold on.
Don't. Oh, my
God. Yeah, you can see it on the side. It's coming out the sides. It's coming out the sides.
He's got a full feed.
Oh, Lisa!
I hate you, Dave.
Oh!
Yeah.
Lisa!
You're the one who did this.
I did not do this. James did this.
James.
I hate you, Dave.
I'm merely just presenting the evidence.
Exactly.
Oh, this man.
Okay, go down and see what else this guy's up to.
Wait until you see James. When he opens up the diaper.
He's going to open it up.
Oh, he's going to. Here it comes.
No, he can't. Oh, no.
I hate you, James.
4 seconds left.
Only 4 seconds. 40 seconds.
40 seconds.
40 seconds. We can do it. We can do it.
Oh, come on.
He's having a hard time. You know, they are hard to open sometimes.
Well, those little sticky things, you know, they get stuck in the diaper outside.
Jesus, what is wrong with the world?
Jason might want to watch this because he's going to get used to this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
someone needs a little
the reveal.
No.
The reveal.
Ta-da! No!
Yeah, it's poop.
No!
Goodness. Goodness gracious.
It's like a chocolate bush.
Oh my god.
He's a mess, guys.
Did you look at it now?
So I can't.
He has a lot of blush on too. He puts like a blush.
Expect to get a job, weirdo, psychopath.
Well, the article also says like he acts very childish, and that's part of his thing. Like he likes full diapers and he acts like a kid. You can't have somebody who's walking around with a job like with poop in your pants and acting like a baby.
Sicko.
What
do people say in the comments? I want to know, like, what right here, like in the right here,
like one of those 12.
Right there, the comments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see. They're probably
don't talk to him.
I almost retweeted him. Okay,
don't,
hold on. I'm looking it up. Hold on. I think it's cute.
I can't.
I love seeing people who can express themselves.
Come on,
this is so cute and sexy.
Weirdos,
so messy as it should be. But these are all other diaper weirdos. There's Benny. Okay. Benny went to Wet. This fetish has broken me. Why in the F do people think this is cool?
That's brutal.
We live in a strange world, dude.
What else does he offer? Go back.
What does he offer? The guy doesn't offer anything.
No, I know, but like this is his one video, but James said there's a tremendous amount of content.
What he offers is diapers full of feces.
That's it.
That's every time.
Like, click on that picture.
Guy. Okay,
no,
yeah,
James,
click.
Is it more poop?
I think so.
There
you go. And he's got some sort of a device.
Like he's folding
wiener.
His wiener was in a cage. He's got a device on his wiener. Yeah, if you click back on that photo, I know it's tough.
Is there poop involved?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But, see, it's caged up.
I cannot handle human poop.
Yeah, you can.
Who can?
He's like a chocolate ice cream factory.
This is his thing. And he is, we're supposed to feel bad for him and that he can't get a job. Look at how soiled that is.
I want
him. I want him put down.
Weird name anyway.
But someone put him down.
He doesn't mind just sitting in it too and it just squishing. That's what he loves.
Oh, being super dirty. Here we go again. Lord. This is like
Who
a
Who is
nightmare.
Your family? Who are your parents? Where'd you come from?
Well, can I tell you something?
They screwed up.
They screwed up.
Imagine that's your kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, they gotta be a mess too, right?
He loves revealing.
Okay. Jesus. Nope. I can't.
Oh boy.
God, James.
It's not my fault. You're right. It's not.
I was given this information, and I'm just presenting it.
He looks okay from the chest up. He looks like one of the more normal diaper guys we've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
He looks more normal, but there are shots of him where he's got rouge on his cheeks to like.
Okay, but of all the diaper guys we've seen, they're generally just like middle-aged, chubby dudes. Like he looks like a normal guy sometimes, and then he's got.
But we've seen diaper guys, but we've never seen this.
Like, look at this. You can't like, call
with
this
the poop,
guy normal.
Have we?
No, I've never seen
You can't right, call that
never,
guy.
I've never seen an adult man's poopy diaper before today.
Right.
Never.
Usually they just like to wear the diaper.
He's got tons of content.
Disgusting.
But he's got a potty license, everybody. It's okay.
Oh,
he's
totally look at legal. That. He's potty license. Oh, man.
Ew. I don't know.
He has no regrets, even though he can't get hired. He's put poop on there. He calls diaper wearing convenient, comfortable, and cute, and not something he'd ever give up.
Well.
Did he sign in poop?
Yeah,
did he sign in feces?
He did.
That's disturbing. Well, he's about to poop on his college degree.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a college degree.
He's got two of them, a four-year and a two-year.
Oh, look at his sloth-looking friend.
Is that his buddy?
That's his buddy.
That's his diaper buddy.
Who looks like Sloth's son. Son of Sloth.
Son of Sloth.
I think he just wet himself.
I'd almost guarantee it. I'd guarantee it.
It's all so wrong.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What's wrong with the world, you guys? Let's hit reset.
It's messed up out there.
What is that? I don't know. I can't.
He
was in another cage.
Okay, let's go to Brian, who's with us. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Oh, how's she going, eh?
We're talking how a fetish has affected your life.
Well, I've always had that, like, forbidden fruit thing, you know, like where you see your girl's sister and you're like, oh, man, she's hot, you know, and, like, that'd be bad. I shouldn't do that, you know, and there's been a couple instances of, like, my friend's ex-wives or my friend's mom one time.
Oh.
And, it's affected a lot of friendships, to say the least. But, hey, it's had some fun times when it lasted, at least. But.
Yeah, so it's like a forbidden fruit fetish. And
is that the best thing to call it? Is that, like, have you looked it up? Do you know of the exact term?
I haven't really looked it up, but it really kept me from relationships. I do care about people. I don't like hurting them, you know, so I just kind of stay out of relationships. That way I don't have to meet their sisters.
Wow.
That's probably good.
Yep.
But other than that, that's about all I have.
No, that's enough.
That's enough.
Sleeping with moms and sisters is enough.
You can see how it would ruin stuff.
Thanks for calling in, dude. Have a good day. Yeah, I don't know if they have like a... Maybe it's just... When you look up,
I think it's just—it's like taboo fantasies. Probably is like, but the unfortunately with taboo,
it's gonna go weird.
It's gonna go real weird.
It's gonna go uncomfortably.
It's gonna get real weird.
Yeah,
but it's in that. It's in that mix of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're better off to go back to diapers.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? You think?
Probably.
Yes, you are. Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, the majority of people that have, like, a diaper fetish, it's their little secret. Like,
they don't put it out there publicly.
Right, that's part of the thing that is exciting for them. No one knows they have a diaper on under their pants.
I think you're seeing right there that they're putting it out more
Than you realize. Well, a certain sect. I think the majority of people that are into diapers, it's hidden. Like, it's only them and their diaper friends that know.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you could be sitting in a diaper right now. That could be your thing, right?
You would hear it.
You would hear the rumble of the diaper.
Started hearing a diaper.
I watched this today, and that's it, huh?
I hear something funny.
Crinkle, crinkles.
I don't know.
Imagine if that's
what
like
is that?
Chuck's moving around.
Chuck, can't get comfortable in this chair.
What are you doing over there? Is that your pants, Chuck?
Yeah, I got something in my pocket. Like a...
What is that?
Like, what, plastic?
Yeah. This is like a plastic bag full of cotton. You
carry a plastic bag?
Why do you have a plastic bag? Huh, that's different. What are you adjusting over there? Is that like a fastener of some sort?
A fastener.
Yeah, I just ate a snack. And,
did you?
You'll loosen up your diaper.
Yeah, loosen up my diaper.
Loosen up your diaper.
Yeah. Please, can you help me with this?
No.
No.
Oh,
there we
go. So weird. I knew you'd end up wearing a diaper one day.
But it won't be for a fetish. It's just because he's lost control.
I'm going to have to. Yeah,
we've done the show
that.
Too long.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Well, you knew this was going to happen.
That's when it wraps up. The diapers come out.
I hope we wrap it up way before I got diapers
Me
on.
Too.
We will. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, we'll
I promise.
The second
will.
You Bad get turn. A diaper, we wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's all agree.
I
on
hope
that.
I retire just before the diapers
just
come
before.
Out. Otherwise, I'll be changing those things.
Oh, you will, James. You will. You'll be on diaper duty.
Help me, James.
Oh,
help
me. I told you, quit eating the Fiber One for breakfast.
I love them.
I know, but you got to stop because I don't love changing you.
Uh-oh. Yeah, James has worn a diaper in here.
Yeah, well, Chuck has
too. Oh, Chuck too. I blocked that out.
Yeah.
If you guys want to relive the experience, I still have some adult diapers here.
Oh, you still have them.
Relive the experience.
You guys want to try one on and see what you're missing out on?
Mm.
I know I have a picture. I wonder, you know how on your phone you can search? I wonder if I search by diaper.
Diaper?
No, it just brings up.
You have an odd collection on your phone, Dave.
Yeah, no, I just have one of my kids. It doesn't bring up you guys, thankfully.
Oh.
Thankfully.
That's
if I had more than one diaper photo, that would be worrisome.
I will say this. These look like kids' diapers. And the one that James has, it's like
diapers.
An adult Depends style.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I probably didn't want to spend the money on getting the adult-sized kids' diapers.
Oh, my God, could you imagine?
And I don't know. I'd have to find a special fetish website to even buy them.
How much does it cost for childlike adult diapers? Like, I wonder if these guys are spending a fortune on their fetish as well.
Do they have that, like a specialty brand?
Yeah, I do.
There's Chuck and James.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know what now?
Diaper bros.
Can I be honest? Now that I look at it, we look pretty good.
Diaper bros?
Yeah. Oh, my
God. I'm going to have to put this on Instagram so you know people can see.
You know what? Okay. You know what's... You know what's crazy, though?
This week, I fill my diaper up.
What's crazy is the idea. Well, you wouldn't want to gain that kind of attention, but you post this to that guy's.
Sorry, everybody on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, on Twitter.
You post this guy's to
like,
that guy's.
Looking good, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You got any
thumbs
tips?
Up, bros.
Oh, right. You got any tips to fill this diaper up? Because mine is not as full as
I
yours.
I think he'd come, he'd hunt us down.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game.
Yeah, it's
a
way too dangerous game.
He's fallen
way
off.
Too dangerous.
Chuck, I got another poopy diaper in the mail from that guy in the UK. Wait, is he from the UK?
Is he from the UK?
No, this guy's from West Virginia.
No, West Virginia. It's way too close.
It's even worse.
Way too close. Yeah, it's driving distance.
Yeah, he could go get in the car.
Yeah, it's like
he
10
has
hours
one.
And he's here knocking on our door.
Yeah.
Even as a fresh diaper.
All right, so if you go to David Chuck the Freak on Instagram, you'll see the flashback to the diaper boys.
I can't imagine this. Like, you're just scrolling through your Instagram feed this morning, you're drinking your coffee, and then
that,
there pops up
diaper
James
boys.
And Chuck.
It's not
and
bad.
Yep.
Diaper.
Mm. Amazing. All right, wow. So that's not their thing, but it was just James had to put on a diaper when he ate sugar-free gummy bears, and to show his support, Chuck also put on
that's
a
true.
That was very nice of you, Chuck,
to just support.
That.
It was just trying to make him feel better.
Look at how fat that's my face looks from that picture.
What?
Oh, come on. I thought you looked good.
I had that crazy facial hair from the Movember thing we did that year.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
It's quite a look, you guys. Quite a look.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, someone else texted and we're asking, how has a fetish affected your life? Someone said, my cross-dressing and feminine tendencies make it impossible for me to find a girl. I'm a guy with a short, skinny body. I enjoy cosplaying, wearing yoga pants, wearing leggings, panties.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if he cosplays as female characters, probably, right?
I would assume, because he says he posts anonymous pics to online profiles to get compliments and dirty remarks, usually from guys that boost his self-esteem. So the problem is, I'm not gay. I want to be with girls.
Mm-hmm.
But no girl wants to see someone who's slimmer and wears clothes smaller than them.
We sure on that?
That's what he says. Just going by what he says.
I don't know. What does he wear? Yoga pants?
Yoga pants, leggings, panties.
And he cosplays in those, like, sexy girl, outfits.
Yeah,
lingerie or something?
No, like, probably, like, you know, like the female anime.
Oh.
Like that type of thing. Yeah. So he gets all dressed up like that, and then he posts pictures of himself and then has guys like, oh, my God, you're so hot.
Oh, my God.
But they don't realize that it's a guy.
It's hard to be in a relationship with that kind of guy.
And he's... what's crazy about this stuff, it's like people are wearing diapers and pooping themselves and putting it on Twitter. And then you're cosplaying as a girl and looking for male compliments. But then you're like, and I don't know why I can't find a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's so... Why is it so hard for me?
Someone pointed out that we were watching a dude change his poopy diaper. And Lisa said, Damien. That's a weird name.
I
of all the things you could have noticed. Yeah. It's a weird
I was trying not to look at that, actually. Damn. I just glanced.
Someone said, I saved my belly button lint in a jar. And just about every girl that's ever found it thought it was just too weird to be with me.
Well, yeah.
We have heard of that before.
That was until I met a girl that also saved her belly button lint as well. We are two peas in a pod.
Some, we talk about this?
Well, we talked about
new people that are
we did
this.
Talk about belly button lint and also like nail clippings.
Yeah, yeah, people would save that. But yeah. I don't know if they found a partner that actually was into it too.
It's so hard to find a partner that's into that,
yeah,
you know?
So yeah, so it's just
you imagine?
Wow.
Unless there's belly button lint lovers website or something.
True, it could be a
there could be
fetish
a, like,
site.
A fet life thing, mm-hmm. right? The fetish people found each other.
Yeah.
People are telling me.
I didn't really think it happened to girls that much compared to us.
What do you
like
mean?
Mine, I could.
Belly? I would
yeah,
think of,
I can take a whole sweater out of mine.
Well, there's bigger ladies.
It just depends on the lady, Chuck.
I think you're right. I think it depends
your
on your
hair.
Belly button.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because once I stop shaving my belly button area, like that's when I find more lint in my belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say you need a hairy belly to get lint.
Yeah.
So hairy bellied ladies will have a problem.
Hey, hairy belly ladies.
Is there a site for that? Hairy belly ladies?
All the hairy bellies. All the hairy bellies.
Look up hairy belly.
No, yep. Chuck.
Go ahead.
No.
Lisa wants to
know.
No,
I'm just...
Hairy belly lady women.
Like a...
hairy stomach woman.
If you're looking for that with love.
Apparently sometimes it can happen before and after pregnancy.
Oh.
I'm looking for that with love. I'm on a hairy belly lady.
Jesus. It's a dream body.
With love. Yeah, look. She's got one of those. What do you call that?
Treasure trails.
Treasure trails.
I'm not sure if that's a...
That's a lady.
Ooh.
That's a mother.
Are you sure?
That looks like a father tucking, but that's a lady, they say.
My goodness. Mm.
Father Tuckin sounds like a religious figure.
Yeah. Oh, it's Father Tuckin!
Hello, my children. I'm here to bless you.
Yeah.
Father Tuckin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no, no.
Come
no, no,
on.
No, no,
that can't
goodness.
Be really
no,
legit. Is that
goodness.
Legit?
No.
Is that legit?
My goodness.
That's why they have the devil's tarot card.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God, you guys. Look Jesus. At all that. Oh, you don't want your lady
it's
to have more belly
looks pretty real to
you.
Me. Well, she doesn't still. yeah. It's got a long way to go to catch me. But
yeah, so ladies with belly hair is a thing. So they can get belly button lint, too.
It's so hot.
Oh, my Jesus. Goodness.
This it's is a great looking
some
shirt
of the
there.
Worst things I've ever seen in my life today. Honestly. Oh. Oh, man. Come on, ladies. Shave your bellies.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So,
shave it up.
There's that.
So you can find someone. So you can find someone. If you're into that. You can
find someone. Find someone.
I guess.
I don't know.
Why would that be your thing? Hairy belly ladies?
Well, no, because you're lint collectors. You're both lint collectors. That's how we got there.
Yeah.
You're lint collectors.
You've met on lint collecting.
Yeah. Lintlove.com.
I really want, and this is horrible.
What?
I want something bad to happen to this diaper boy.
What do you mean?
What do you want to happen to him?
Oh,
stop it.
Yeah, it's time.
Constipation
or something.
Oh. Much worse than that, Lisa. I demand
everything that can happen to that guy.
He's calling for it.
Yeah, you would take all this joy away if you got him constipated.
Yeah.
His one true joy in life is just filling those diapers.
I curse you with constipation. Ick and the smick and there's no poop on that spoon.
Yeah. Dave's constipation curse.
Because just, you know what they say. Honestly, he needs to... There's
it'll,
something.
It'll
there's
happen
something.
Three times back
oh,
at you.
Oh, God, get off. Goal.
It'll happen three times back at you.
Yeah.
It just, it's a horrible.
Dave will have the worst constipation now because he tried to cast that spell.
Come on. Come on now. It's just, the guy's not right. There's something really wrong with
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a messed up.
Twisted.
That's a very messed up individual.
Mm-hmm. Just looked at his Facebook.
What does he put on Facebook? Is he allowed to put things on Facebook?
Well, it's just the name of his Facebook he noticed.
Oh.
Rhymes with diaper rag.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he uses that term frequently on his
Twitter yeah,
too.
That's his thing. Oh.
So,
if you want to see what this guy looks like, we did put a link to the story, did we? Up at DaveAndChuckleFreak.com,
yes.
Oh, yeah. And a link to this.
Don't need it on the website, huh?
Yeah.
Diaper boy.
I neglected to put any photos of the poo-poo
okay,
stuff on
good.
There.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. That's and that's really what want. I didn't see this until James. I just saw the diaper guy.
Because I went to his social media to put photos of him in his diaper on the website. But once I realized he was full of poop, I was like, I'm going to just save this little treasure for Dave. He can talk about it on the
You
air.
Did your own diaper research.
Yes.
Mm. I didn't. I stopped it.
That's why you have me on board here.
I guess.
Yep. Dig yep. farther into the dirty
mm-hmm. diapers. I didn't want to dig into any dirty diapers.
I get down into the deep, dark dirtiness of the dirty diapers.
Yep. Right into the brown.
We're talking about how your fetish has affected your life, and this person said, I'm into backdoor stuff, and all the ass play has made my beehole much looser over the years, so now I have a hard time controlling gas when walking or running.
Mm. Oh, man.
You got the squirts.
Yeah, you gotta watch them.
Maybe take a break. You know,
I don't know, is that a male or a female?
I don't know. You know what? They don't.
Oh, wow, they don't say
specifics. But if you talk about controlling farts when walking or running, I assumed it was a man. But it could be a woman.
But it could be a woman.
Could be a gassy lady.
And if you're confessing that I'm into backdoor stuff, I don't know. I just feel like that's
a man.
It seems
thing.
Like a masculine.
Yeah,
thing.
It's a man because it's more taboo.
Mm. I guess it is. So I know this guy's just a sexual deviant, but the optimist in me wants to believe his story. A 61-year-old guy in Oklahoma City named Christopher Sale showed up at a Taco Bell the other day in the drive-thru completely nude.
Mm.
You right. can't do that.
But he had a reason,
he
Dave.
He did, Chuck. He did. He claimed all of his clothes were in the wash.
Oh, well, that happens.
I've been there. I have been there.
And I was just hungry as can be, and I got a bunch of clothes in the wash.
I tried to wear a shirt on my waist.
So I pitter-patted on over to Taco Bell.
They filled his order.
They did.
They filled his
Thank
Taco
you.
Bell order.
Did they call the police?
Well, they hoped he'd just leave, and that would have been the end of it.
Oh.
Then he asked for one more taco.
Tried to push it.
So they gave him one.
But then he had a boner or something. And
and he still didn't leave. He then came back to ask for more hot sauce.
He really right. wanted a reaction.
He then just came back to ask for more napkins.
Mm. Oh, come on.
All right.
Then he came back through the drive-thru and asked for more sauce again.
Forgot oh, some man. More.
And then they finally called the cops. They wow. gave him like 8 chances. They gave this
I
old
asked
guy.
For hot sauce and you gave me fire. I'd like to have those replaced if I could. Hey, me again.
Hey, I'm so nude.
I'm very nude still. Clothes are in the wash. I need some more napkins. Is that possible? Or?
I also think that the bell that day had the dumbest people working there.
I think so, and he probably thought they were into it in some way.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
The fact that he, like, they didn't do anything the first couple of times.
It's like, oh.
He's like, yeah, okay. I got myself some people that are into this.
Well,
yeah.
I found my Taco Bell.
Here's your hot sauce.
Hey, thank you. You're my plug.
So yeah. when the cops finally showed up after his 8th time through the drive-thru, he told them that all of his clothes were in the laundry, but he was hungry, so he just jumped in the car anyway. He claimed he did not know it was illegal to drive naked.
He didn't know?
That's what he says.
Oh, you can't man. Drive naked?
Apparently not in Oklahoma City. I'm pretty sure that's the case anyway.
Because there was like the Lions coach that was naked, and he got in trouble.
Oh, I feel like you should only get in trouble if somebody sees that you're naked.
Well, there's a good
caught
chance
naked. That is how. That's exactly. It only takes one person to catch you.
That's why I only go through the drive-through at Taco Bell twice, fully nude.
Yeah,
safety first.
Don't you see, James? Like, hopefully, James doesn't snap one day. But if he does, this is what he would do. Yeah.
New Taco Bell runs.
New Taco Bell.
It's a possibility. Yeah.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah. See, right there.
Like, I get it.
Just you want some nudist right want freedom on the beach and stuff. Like James, if he's a nudist, he just wants to be able to order Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, like God intended. I'm picturing the warmth of that cheesy goodie, the crunch in the bag on my lap.
Oh wow!
Totally new driving home.
Yes.
The devour.
No pictures of this guy.
No.
It'd be funny. I picture James doing it by having like a little recorder that has like the Taco Bell bell sound effect.
Oh yeah!
Oh right!
Yeah.
Doom, boom. Yeah, no, just playing over and over again.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm. Oh, you noticed? Oh, you've seen my bells.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
except for the people. So I wonder how many people have gone through a drive-through naked that have not been reported. Like this guy went through 8 times. They were still.
Oh, you know what? You know
probably
what,
a lot.
Yeah, it happens.
The drama of it all.
I think it happens.
Oh, that's too much work. Here's your McDouble. Get out.
I don't want to cause you any drama.
Well, like I can see. You know, if I was working at the drive-thru and a nude guy went through and he didn't do anything, he was just nude, I could see it just being like, here, man, just go.
Just well, I'd love to do it and not give him a reaction because I know that's what he wants, right?
Yeah, yeah,
he's
exactly.
going through that drive-thru to get the reaction. If I was like, hey, how you doing today? Oh, yep, 7:32. Anything else? You need any ketchup or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like some more ketchup and some napkins. Do you notice my penis here?
I do not, sir. Anything else? Would you like an apple pie or is that all good?
You don't notice it.
Nope.
Oh, God damn it. Well, I'm going to go back around.
No, no need. There's your arm, sir.
See if you notice it.
All right, you take care.
That's what happened with
this
guy.
But if you go back around, I have to call.
Yeah.
But I might give you the once.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really feel like I'm in any danger. You know, because you're nude in your car. I don't feel like you're in danger. Unless, like, you pulled up and you were fully engorged and you were doing stuff, I'd be like, okay, this guy's got to be stopped.
Yeah, if your boner's steering the steering wheel, then
that's
a problem.
A nude driver's going to...
In Vermont, you can't be nude. You can legally be naked in public in Vermont as long as you leave your house nude. You can't undress in public.
It's Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems like a nudisty place.
Mm-hmm.
So just watch out for that.
I just think it's funny you get pulled over and like, you know, you're driving your car nude. Officer, I left my house fully nude. So
I am, of course, within
my rights, officer.
Yeah.
I need to tell you the law.
Where did you become nude?
I left my house fully nude, officer.
There's no clothes in this car?
Not a single scrap of clothing in this car.
Let them go, boys.
You're free to go. Thank you. That's what I thought. I know my rights.
You're free to go.
I know my rights.
You do.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.